This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. This report begins with two hard facts. There are an estimated 2.7 million internally displaced people in Iraq, and little is being done to help them. So they get whatever help they can from Iraq's militias. A new report by the non-governmental organization Refugees International describes armed groups not necessarily friendly to the United States making new friends. The Mehdi Army, the militia loyal to Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, has been helping displaced communities, and it's also been finding them fertile recruiting grounds. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports.
His daughter is fretful. 40-year-old Yais Huder Daoud tries to soothe her, but it's hot inside the bombed-out rooms where the family makes its home, and the child only calms down when he puts a bottle in her mouth. Daoud, a Shiite, has been squatting in this abandoned Air Force headquarters for 2 years now, since he was driven out of his South Baghdad neighborhood by Sunni insurgents.
All my neighbors left the area. Some of them were killed. Others had their houses burned. I moved here because we have no other place to be.
Like many of the estimated 2.7 million internally displaced Iraqis, he says he's had no support from the Iraqi government during all of his ordeal. Instead, a member of Muqtada al-Sadr's vast humanitarian network stepped in with an offer of help.
He came to me and told us to give him our papers, and he told me after registering us that the Sadr office would give me rations and salary and clothes.
Other IDPs here say the Sadr office has distributed meat and clothing to the community on several occasions. According to the new report by Refugees International, the largest provider of aid and social services in Iraq is now the Sadr office and its Mehdi Army militia. But the Mehdi Army is not alone. Both Shiite and Sunni militias are stepping into the vacuum left by the Iraqi state. The militias, the report says, quote, are improving their local base of support by providing social services in the neighborhoods and the towns they control. Nir Rosen co-authored the study. He spoke to NPR by phone from Beirut.
The government is doing absolutely nothing in this case. And of course, these aren't only NGOs. These are militias, military organizations, who've been fighting each other, who've been fighting the government, who've been fighting the Americans, who are implicated in abuses of civilians, expelling civilians they don't like. So you're not exactly dealing with reliable organizations with overwhelming legitimacy.
The militias have their own agendas, Rosen says, and they are also increasingly recruiting from the dispossessed. Many of the internally displaced have been deeply traumatized by their experiences and are filled with rage. Refugees International says it's become a particular problem in Sunni areas of Baghdad, where U.S.-funded Sunni paramilitary groups from the Awakening Movement operate.
Locals have been complaining that the displaced Iraqis who've joined the Awakening groups tend to be more aggressive, and then they're not loyal to the notion of the community. They're much more angry. They might not be as willing to accept that the original inhabitants, such as Shias, would return to their homes. So it is a concern when these militias somehow become entrenched.
The report warns that the IDP crisis is the most under-recognized and yet the most urgent facing Iraq right now. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News.